There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
It's the end of an era and a new day in Columbus as Urban Meyer announces his retirement as head coach of Ohio State after 7 seasons with the Buckeyes. His last game will come in the Rose Bowl before Ryan Day takes over for Meyer on January 2nd. Here's Urban addressing his decision earlier on Tuesday.
I'm honored to have represented my home state and this great university the past 7 seasons. I want to thank Buckeye Nation, our students and faculty, our state high school coaches, Gene Smith for giving this opportunity, my awesome family, and most importantly, our staff and student-athletes for all they've done during this time. My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. It has always been a goal to see a healthy, strong program handed to an elite coach in person to make it even better. And I want to congratulate Ryan Day and his family.
Is this it, truly it, for your football career?
Well, it's a complicated question, and I'll try to answer it the best I can, is that I try to say that in the statement. And this is home. This is where I grew up. It's not healthy, but I came to work every day with fear of letting people like Archie Griffin and my great state of Ohio, our great state of Ohio, and this incredible university down, because this is home. I'm a graduate of Ohio State. And we have the best fans in the land, and I didn't want to let them down. So I dealt with, in 2014, had that surgery, and then it reoccurred last year. I started dealing with some issues last year. And I hired Ryan Day because I thought he was a very good coach. I knew he was. He was with me before. And what I found out that he's far past those thoughts. He's elite.
Urban, as you sit here now, do you believe you will not coach again?
I believe I will not coach again.
Are you fairly certain?
Certain, yes.
If we go back to April before all the details of this season unfolded, and I said to you, hey, man, this is going to be your last ride, how do you think you would have reacted?
Great question, Marty. And there was conversation before this year. You know, Ryan, like I told you, last January had a chance to go become a head football coach at a pretty impressive place. I met with Gene, and, you know, I knew that this isn't something I'm going to do for the next 15 years, 10 years. I knew after the experiences I had on the sideline again and in 2014, just dealing with headaches, that I wanted to do Ohio State right and Gene Smith right. And so I would have probably thought not this year, but it was within the next few.
Urban won 3 national championships, tied for 5th most by a head coach in the AP poll era, also one of 2 FBS head coaches to win national titles with multiple schools, the other being Nick Saban. Meyer's career win percentage ranks 3rd on the all-time list among those to have coached at least 10 seasons. Welcome into College Football Live. I'm Matt Schick, the voice you heard on the asking end of that last question there. It belongs to Marty Smith, who joins us live from Columbus, Ohio. Marty, what did you make of the answers that Urban Meyer gave today at the news conference?
Well, what I made of him, Matt, is that it's a man who's made a decision he's comfortable with right now, and it's actually a long time coming. You heard him say there in reference to my question that this is about a year at least they've been discussing this. So it's also interesting, after he got done with that answer, I decided that I wanted to know about legacies, Matt, because you know this. We love to discuss legacies in our job. We love to ponder them and consider someone's overarching impact. So I asked Coach Meyer, hey, man, what do you believe your legacy is? You guys always tell us, wait till I'm done. It's still being written. Well, you're done. And he said to me something I found to be very striking. I hope it's the truth. And he said his definition of that is that it's a man who devoted 33 years of his life to growing young people and molding young people. He said, I've never considered athletes just number 36. He said he learned so much when his own daughter was being recruited that they were talking about jersey numbers and locker rooms. And it ain't about that. It's about growing young people and making certain that when they leave, that they have an opportunity in life. And he said he feels like that's what he's done. That is the legacy. Yeah, they've been successful on the football field, but in his estimation, they've been very successful in growing people as well.
An all-encompassing day today in Columbus, Marty, a day of celebration of a career and of a new coach, and also reflection of the departing coach in Urban Meyer. Thank you, Marty, for that. You look at Urban Meyer and his accomplishments on the field, certainly unquestioned. Owns a 43-15 record in 17 seasons as head coach against ranked opponents. That's the best winning percentage of any coach in the AP poll era, which dates back to 1936. Reese Davis, Kirk Herbstreit reacting to Meyer's retirement earlier today.
I just think he's at peace. I think he's known he was going to do this for a number of weeks. I think he's very, very happy and fortunate that the season turned with the Michigan game and then in the Big Ten championship. He's off to the Rose Bowl, a place he's never been. He's never coached in Pasadena. What a fitting way for him to go out as the Ohio State coach. And I also think that I can tell you as an alum, listening to Ryan Day talk, it gets you excited. This is a big opportunity for him. I'm anxious to see him put his own stamp because it will not be, he'll try to do a lot of the things that Urban Meyer did, but at some point you kind of have to fly out of the nest and be your own man. And I think Ryan Day is ready for that.
It seemed like in the end of an era. I sense some sadness on Urban's part. Now I do think he is at peace. I think that he made this decision based on the best interest of his health and his family and the Ohio State program. But when you've poured your soul and every ounce of your fiber into doing something for as long as Urban has, there is going to be a little bit of sadness when the day comes that it's over. And, you know, who knows what happens in 5-6 years, you know, if he, you know, still wants to stay out of coaching. He said that he was done coaching, but, you know, I don't think any reasonable person would hold him to that as young as he is 5 or 6 years down the line if he changed his mind. But I think right now he believes it's the end. And because of that, I sense some sadness, and understandably so, but he's also very proud of what they've accomplished and the state of the program as he hands it off to Ryan Day.
Urban also said that the decision was a result of cumulative events, and these are some of those events. On July 24th, Urban Meyer says he was unaware of the 2015 allegations against assistant coach Zach Smith. That was at Big Ten Media Days. He was placed on administrative leave the week following. And then on August 22nd, the school announced Meyer was suspended for the first 3 games of the season. And then today, he announced he will retire after Ohio State's Rose Bowl. Let's welcome in ESPN's Joey Galloway on the phone. Joey, your reaction to the announcement from Urban Meyer today?
I don't think anybody, especially in Columbus, is surprised by this announcement. We all saw it coming. We just didn't know when it would happen. So I guess the fact that it happened today, this morning, when everyone's waking up and rolling out of bed and this is the news that you hear, I think that's the only part that caught everyone off guard, but you could see this coming from the issues on the sideline with the press conference from a month or so ago where it's, you know, the health issues were talked about publicly. So this was coming. Just threw us off that it happened today.
Joey, we know Ryan Day is going to be the next head coach at Ohio State, but big picture here, where do the Buckeyes go from here? What's the future look like?
The future will depend on Ryan Day's ability to recruit. If Urban Meyer has done anything, you know, just unbelievably well here at Ohio State, it's been his ability to recruit talent to Columbus, Ohio. And you could see that talent on the field. You could see it in their success. You could always see it in the rankings of the classes that Urban Meyer brought here and the success of beating Michigan and teams in the Big Ten. If Ryan Day has to continue down that path, if he's going to be successful, there are going to be some people that he has to replace, and I mean replace quickly. One being a guy named Dwayne Haskins, who just had the best passing season that anybody's ever had in the history of the Big Ten. And so it starts there, and we'll see how well Ryan Day does replacing guys like Haskins, guys like Nick Bosa, some big shoes to fill.
Think about that, replacing not only a legendary head coach, but also a Heisman finalist quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. Joey Galloway joining us on the phone. Thank you, Joey. Since taking over at Ohio State in 2012, the Buckeyes rank in the top three in multiple categories, including win percentage, points per game, and point differential. Let's welcome in now College Football Live, Todd McShay and Trevor Maddich. Todd, we'll start with you. You've known Urban Meyer for quite a long time. What was your reaction when you first learned that he was going to retire today?
I think it was the right decision, and I'm happy that he made this decision. Having known him and spent a lot of time with him, he's a guy, and most coaches are. I'm not saying that he's any different necessarily, but he pours every ounce that he has into the program, whether it's the leadership aspect, the recruiting aspect, you know, the whole thing. He just, it completely takes over his entire life. And so you could just see him watching on the sidelines. I talked to him earlier this season, a few weeks ago, and he was saying how this year has really taken a toll on him. And I had even talked to him a couple of years ago about how he needed to be careful about his health, because I could see some of the things starting to come back that we saw at the end of his Florida career. So I think, while, yes, sad, and he's going to miss it, and there's going to be an itch, I think this is the right thing for Urban Meyer as a person.
Now, this wasn't unexpected, but it still is monumental, because it feels so different from some of the big retirements that we've seen from major coaches. I just look at Jimbo Fisher when he left. He didn't retire, but he left Florida State. When he did, we kind of expected it. It wasn't like we woke up one day and he was no longer the coach at Florida State. Go back, Florida State as well, Bobby Bowden, when he did retire. He had basically a year-long farewell tour, and it was expected. This one, we figured that at some point, probably within the next year or two, Urban Meyer might step down, primarily for those health reasons that you mentioned, Todd. But all of a sudden, we wake up today, and bam, the news is right there. Boom. And that's kind of new.
Trevor, you mentioned the timing of this and having to do with recruiting, and you've got the early signing period. Obviously, that's a big part of it. But he also mentioned it was a result of cumulative events. He mentioned his health. He mentioned Ryan Day, knowing he's on board. But he also did allow for it being a factor, the investigation back in the summer involving Zach Smith and the three-game suspension. Trevor, do you think, I know it's speculation, but do you think if that situation alone never happened, Urban Meyer would be the head coach next year?
I don't know the answer to that, because I don't know to what degree that influenced his health situation. We've heard a lot about how intensity, emotion, even being loud and yelling on the football field, all that combining might have exacerbated that cyst on his brain. And if the stress of that summer exacerbated the cyst, then sure, then maybe it did accelerate this retirement. But I don't know that that is the case. And for that reason, I can't say that he was just upset about something from the summertime and he never got over it. I don't believe that's the case.
Todd, do you think this was ultimately Urban Meyer's decision and his decision alone based on his health?
Absolutely, I do. And I think it's all interconnected. You've heard him talk about the brain cyst and how stress is a part of it. And like I said, he told me straight out, and I was surprised that he texted it to me when we were going back and forth, that he said, this, like I said, it's taken a toll on me, this whole thing. So I think that started the stress. The season, obviously, was frustrating for the vast majority up until the Michigan game. And you could just see him on the sideline. He did not look like the same person that we've seen in years past. And if every week it's this struggle to get through the game, and it's points of time where he's, you know, taking a knee and grabbing his head and having the medical issues, something had to change. And this to me is different too, because I go back to the year that he took off when he worked with us, and I went to his house every single week. And every time I got there, it was, hey, look at what this Iowa State coach is doing offensively. Look at what's going on here. He was still so involved in the game and coaching. It just has a very different feel this time around, and it won't surprise me if he does wind up coming back to coaching at one point, but I also think that his plan, as Reese Davis said earlier, I think his plan right now is that he truly believes he's done coaching.
That was a stressful season off the field and certainly on the field with the ebbs and flows of this season as Urban Meyer decides that enough's enough and it's time to retire after seven seasons with Ohio State. Up next, it's the discussion of legacy on field, unquestioned. What about off the field? Paul Feinbaum will weigh in. Coming up. Welcome back to College Football Live again. To recap, Urban Meyer announcing his retirement from Ohio State at the age of 54. His last game will come in the Rose Bowl. He won three national titles, but as Ryan McGee explains, his legacy complicated.
Legacy. That's a complicated word. It is for any of us. But the idea of one's legacy is an especially tricky conundrum for those who have lived their lives in the kind of spotlight that always shines on the sideline in Columbus, Ohio. Legacy isn't about win-loss records, or championship rings, or players in the pros. Urban Meyer's football resume is impeccable, among the greatest of his generation, even the greatest of all time.
A college football playoff first national champion, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
But legacy. Legacy is about how you will be remembered. Will they remember your championships or tattoos? Will they talk about beating Michigan or punching a kid at the Gator Bowl? Will they sing the praises of building winners at Bowling Green in Utah or restoring tradition at the Swamp and the Horseshoe? Or will they instead mutter under their breath about how it all ended? A man who has long preached loyalty, remaining too loyal to a longtime colleague accused of domestic violence. Meyer said he didn't know of those accusations. Others say he had to know.
The culture is one of accountability. Be accountable, stand up, and be a man.
So as the calendar pages turn, will the lasting images of Urban Meyer be of hugs and trophies and titles? Or will his eternal replay purgatory be a throwaway visit to the podium during a midsummer media day? We have no idea what, years from now, the mention of Urban Meyer's name will make us think of. Neither does he. He will try to convince us that he doesn't care. But he does. All coaches do. All people do. In the end, all we leave behind is our legacy, for better or for worse.
And today he did say his legacy is important to him, but he'll leave it for others to decide. For his career, his legacy will include a lot of wins. 853 win percentage, third on the all-time list among those to have coached at least 10 seasons. Here's Paul Feinbaum with more on Urban's legacy in today's F-Bomb.
Urban Meyer said a lot of things today, but the most interesting thing he said was, it's complicated. What's complicated? He's retiring, or so we thought. In 2009, he retired and came back in 2 days. In 2010, he retired and came back in a year. I don't think Urban Meyer is retired. I think he's stepping away from Ohio State because things are complicated there, especially the relationship. The relationship between the administration. So will we see Urban Meyer again? I suspect we will. I'm not sure when, I'm not sure where, but he left that door open. He left that door wide open today.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, it was just 5 weeks ago that he said he plans on coaching next year, and now he says he's pretty certain he's done with coaching. He collected two national titles in 3 years in Gainesville with the Gators and one in his time with the Buckeyes. He joined Nick Saban as the only other FBS head coach to win national titles with multiple schools. We'll discuss the future, what the future holds for Ohio State with Ryan Day up next. The future for Urban Meyer includes a trip to New York City Saturday, 8 Eastern on ESPN. It's the Heisman Trophy ceremony from NYC. Will it be Tua, Kyler, Dwayne Haskins? What a historic year it's been at the quarterback position in college football. Quarterbacks and non-quarterbacks alike will be honored Thursday night, 7 Eastern on ESPN. Home Depot College Football Awards Show from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Now for this week's Ultimate Performance presented by BMW. Ohio State's last Big Ten championship game under Urban Meyer resulted in a W. Nearly 500 passing yards from Dwayne Haskins. The win over Northwestern leads to just the team's third Rose Bowl trip in the last 33 years. It'll be Meyer's last game as Buckeye head coach before Ryan Day becomes the head coach. Let's take a look at who's playing with style. Presented by DXL. How about coaching with style? Day was hired nearly 2 years ago as co-OC, then became the offensive coordinator a year later. Now he's a head coach for the first time at any level with a 5-year deal worth $4.5 million a season. Here's Ryan Day, the 25th head coach at Ohio State, part of Northwestern Mutual, planning for success.
To Buckeye Nation, you have my word that I'm going to give everything I have to continue the tradition of excellence and winning that this program has enjoyed during its storied career. My family and I have fallen in love with the passion that every fan has for the Buckeyes and what football means to this great state.
Coach Meyer is always going to be a resource for me personally because, you know, how many people can say they've walked in these shoes? He's always going to be a resource that way. And then, you know, depending on how much he wants to be involved, you know, the door is always going to be open there. I'm sure he's going to have a remote and be looking at punt and, you know, protection and everything else on a weekly basis. And he'll have his comments and he'll have things written down. So he'll always be a resource.
Just think about that. Suspension of Urban Meyer led to Ryan Day stepping in for a few games, showing he could lead the program, got a win over TCU in Arlington. And it was after that game that Urban Meyer referred to Day as elite. Now he's the head coach of an elite program at just 39 years old. Welcome back in, Matt, Todd, and Trevor. Todd, you know Ryan Day back from your playing days in college football. How do you think he's going to do there with the Buckeyes as the head coach?
Yeah, he was a quarterback at UNH. Jerry Azuma was shredding our defense at University of Richmond. And his head coach, Chip Kelly, has known him ever since, obviously, and has been swearing about this guy, just how great he is and how he's the next young star in coaching for years now. And I can remember knowing about him before he was even more than a positional coach. And Urban loves him as well. So I think if nothing else, obviously, it's never going to be an upgrade or the same when you're leaving Urban Meyer and he's leaving the program. But I think that the program gets a lot of stability now because you know what the future is.
And what he needs to do is not just recruit. He needs to develop those players into outstanding college football players. And that's a lot more complex than just getting the talent in-house.
Yeah, Ryan Day, your first head coaching job is at The Ohio State University. Best of luck. We're back for 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, ESPN2.